During the 1950s, rock and roll brought black and white kids together, not just in the audiences at shows, but also up on stage. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says this integration even happened in the most black-defined genre, harmony group singing, which had its roots in churches the average white teenager would never have gone to.
Harmony group singing is irresistible to people who like to sing, so it was probably inevitable that in 1955, the Del Vikings, five guys in the Air Force who were stationed in Pittsburgh, got together to see what they'd sound like. As it turned out, they sounded pretty good.
Dun, dun, dun.
A tiny local label, Phoebe, released Come Go With Me in Pittsburgh, a city known for its good taste in harmony records, ate it up. Soon, the record's classic status was nationwide news because Phoebe had leased it to Dot and it became one of the biggest hits of 1957. The Del Vikings saw visions of stardom, and it was their downfall. As soon as they got out of the Air Force, the group split in two. One of the black guys, Cripps Johnson, hired four more guys and recorded for Dot. The others recorded for Mercury, but never really had the feel again. The next big integrated group came from New York's Chinatown and from Brooklyn, and they were at first integrated not only racially, but sexually. The Crests had started in the Alfred Smith housing projects in Chinatown and weren't really serious until Johnny Mastrangelo showed up from Brooklyn, where he'd been singing with another integrated group. Rehearsing together at the Brooklyn Bridge subway station, they attracted a woman's attention. She told them they were good and handed them her husband's business card, Al Brown, orchestra leader. Brown seconded his wife's opinion and got them some recording sessions, but nothing really happened until the Crests signed with Co-Ed Records in 1958. Pretty Little Angel didn't do much, and it sounded like they were feeling their way towards a sound. They'd had to let their female member go because she wasn't allowed to travel with them, and they were trying to fill that gap. Throughout 1958, they kept at it, and in November, they hit it. The song was originally called 21 Candles, by the way. Changing the title probably saved it from obscurity. 16 Candles, though, established the Crests' sound, and it was Johnny Maestro, as he was now called, up front. More and more, the group's management downplayed the three black members, and you could hardly hear them after a while.
The angels listened in, but when they heard me pray.
Studio singers had been added, and soon Johnny Maestro would become a standard early 60s pretty boy singer. The Marcells were certainly the weirdest of these integrated groups, coming as they did at the end of harmony singing's popularity. But in 1961, people were already feeling nostalgic for the classics of that genre, and there was no denying the Marcells' gimmick.
Moon, 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 moon. bomb 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 dang 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 ding it on
blue 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 blue
Again, an integrated group from Pittsburgh had blasted its way onto the charts thanks to influential New York DJ Murray the K. Kaufman, who had played an advanced tape of Blue Moon on his show. The record climbed the charts faster than any record ever had before, and the Marcells were on their way. On their way out. The two white guys had been muscled out of the group by the end of the year. But the Marcells managed to record some good stuff right into 1962. Including this critique of consumerism.
My baby said she'd marry me, but there was just one thing.
What?
I had to go and buy her a great big diamond ring. I didn't have no money, I didn't know where to go, until I heard that fella say on the radio.
I get, I get over to Friendly Loan. Hurry over to Friendly Loan. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line, and the money is there, and the treatment is fine. That's Friendly Loan.
But rock and roll had changed, and the Marcells probably wouldn't have been too successful for much longer, no matter what their racial makeup. Still, like the Del Vikings and the Crests, they'd started something. Now, integration was moving off the stage and into real life.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.